High dose vitamin D was able to reduce one marker of inflammation that's elevated in multiple sclerosis. A study by Peter Calabrese, an MS expert at Johns Hopkins and colleagues, has shown.
We were able to show that after 6 months, there was a significant suppression of the interleukin 17, which is one of the inflammatory cytokines implicated in promoting MS disease activity.
Calabrese says those patients on a lower dose did not see this reduction, and that those taking the high dose found it tolerable.
I think it was a necessary step to start thinking about how much we should be giving to patients and for how long in the next phase or the clinical trials, which typically you want to run for 2 years, because MS is a lifelong disease and 6 months is a very small period of time in which to make any kind of clinical assessment.
Calabrese says such a study is already underway at multiple centers, including Johns Hopkins, and he hopes for confirmation of the immune impact when the data are in. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.